Welcome to the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. Joining us today with an update on the Great Plains Sawfly Survey Project is Jeff Bradshaw, the director of the Doctor of Plant Health Program and professor of entomology at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. How are you doing today, Jeff?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Remind us again the purpose behind conducting the Sawfly Survey.
Yeah, so the main mission of the survey, which is kind of has three different parts, is to measure the impacts of the wheat stem sawfly on wheat production kind of in the central Great Plains area, but also get those impacts in perspective of producers' practices so we have a better idea and strategy going forward with any new solutions that we might develop going forward.
And so looking at the timeline of this project, what has happened so far since the last time we talked, which was about towards the end of June?
Yeah, well, I've had some great conversations with growers in Nebraska and Colorado and Montana and North Dakota, where I went out and we had some small group conversations in cafes, for example, to just talk about wheat management in general, but also wheat stem sawfly, what it's meant for those operations. And then in addition, we've had an online survey that we've had going on all summer that's collecting more quantitative data that's very similar to those conversations that we've had, collecting information about growers' practices in general and potential impacts of wheat stem sawfly.
And so with the data being collected through the various surveys, what ways will this project help benefit producers?
Yeah, so we'll gain some perspectives about wheat production systems in different regions. For example, there's very little summer fallow in western North Dakota, for example, but summer fallow can be pretty common in western Nebraska and northeastern Colorado. And some of those subtle differences in cropping system practices, as well as the different crops that are grown in the north as compared to more central U.S., might make a big difference in terms of the different management approaches we might take in terms of preventive practices for wheat stem sawfly.
And before wrapping this up, is there anything else you would like to add about this Great Plains Sawfly Survey project?
Well, we would just like wheat growers, we'd like to encourage them to take the survey, which can be found at go.unl.edu/GPSS. Even if you don't have wheat stem sawfly in your area, we're gaining information about growers' potential impact of such a pest on yield, but also questions related to how much seed do you save back for replant and different strategies that you use in your wheat production system that might help us better target our strategies for wheat stem sawfly management in the future.
Again, that was Jeff Bradshaw, the director of the Doctor of Plant Health Program and professor of entomology at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. This has been the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Carla Nichols for the Rural Radio Network.